A woman in the throes of passion, then a handgun glinting in cold blue light. Paramount Pictures presents a Scott Rudin New Deal production. The woman runs her hand across the man's muscular chest. A John Singleton film. Samuel L. Jackson. The man tightens his belt and slams the ammunition cartridge into a gun. He puts on his jacket. Now a swirling red police light on top of a car racing down a city street at night.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine doll?
Shaft.
You damn right.
Vanessa Williams, Jeffrey Wright. A police badge, then a pair of handcuffs.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Christian Bale, Busta Rhymes, Dan Hedaya. Rubin Santiago Hudson, Joseph Summer, and with Toni Collette. Right on. Philip Bosco, Pat Hingle.
I'm done, my chef.
Lee Tergesen, Daniel von Bargen, Sonia Son, Peter McRobbie, and Richard Roundtree. Shaft's chisel-jawed face superimposed over a stack of banknotes. Shaft slides on a pair of shades. He strides purposefully, wearing a long black coat. Based on the novel Shaft by Ernest Tidyman. Story by John Singleton and Shane Salerno. Screenplay by Richard Price and John Singleton and Shane Salerno. Directed by John... Christmas lights deck the streets of New York City at night. A police car tears down the road and pulls up by the sidewalk. Bald-headed, stern-faced Shaft gets out of a car and strides towards a crowd of people. He has a trimmed beard and moustache and wears a police badge on his coat. He pushes his way through the crowd and reaches a young black man lying on the ground, a pool of blood streaming from the back of his head. A paramedic places an oxygen mask over the young man's face.
Looks like the kid got
clocked. A metal bar.
You gonna make it?
Got his head stove in pretty good.
Witnesses?
Nope.
He come from in there?
He's dressed like it.
Let anybody leave?
I know the job.
Hey, just doing mine.
Leaving the uniformed officer, Shaft makes his way back through the crowd. He heads into a bar where another officer is interviewing witnesses. He notices a young woman tensively, and standing behind the bar, another woman, Diane, with a sullen expression. Diane glances at him, then looks pointedly to the right. Shaft follows her gaze, then strides over to a man leaning over the bar, talking on his phone. The young man has slicked back hair and is wearing a black jacket.
You just call her and say what I told you to say.
Hang up the phone.
You don't worry about my father, you worry about me. I'm not gonna...
Shaft notices a red smear on the man's finger and takes away the phone.
What?
How'd you get that blood on yourself?
Blood, what blood?
I'm gonna ask you again. If you give me attitude this time, I'm gonna drag you out of here by your hair. How did you get that blood on yourself?
Was like he started it and I finished it.
Shaft turns the man around and pats him down.
Look, I was razzing the guy. He couldn't take a joke.
Ah, so you cracked his head open. Yeah, I can dig it.
Left all pissed off. I fall him out to apologize. Next thing I know, he's coming at me with a silver bat.
I was defending myself.
Anybody see you?
No, officer. It's just me and him out there. You know who my father is?
No. Do you? Take him out.
Let's go.
Shaft looks at Diane, but she turns her head away. He goes over to her.
What's your name?
Diane Plumeri.
What you see, Diane?
Nothing.
So why you point that guy out to me when I came in?
I did.
She's got a red mark under her chin.
What's that?
What?
He takes her over to a mirror.
What'd you see, Diane?
Nothing, I swear.
She wipes the blood off her face.
It's a zoo in here. I'm working. How can I see anything?
Detective, we have a potential witness you should see.
I'll be back in a minute. Keep her company, okay?
He did it. That racist bastard, that's the one that did it.
How do you know? Did you see it?
No. He was sitting over there. And he was hassling Trey from the minute we all walked in the door. Right this
way. The woman and Trey come through the door of the bustling bar. Walter, the man with the slicked back hair, clocks them straight away.
Yo! Excuse me, sir. Yo!
What's up, man?
They don't serve no malt liquor here. No malt liquor, all right? No. I?
Okay. What the hell is your problem, buddy?
Let's go. I want to go.
No, no, we're fine. We're fine. Okay? Don't even worry about it.
All right, have a seat over here.
They sit at a table.
What did your friend Trey do?
Nothing. He tried to ignore the guy. But the bastard just wouldn't let up.
No 40s. No chronic. No Indo. Aye? Hey, dog! Is you deaf? Holla back!
Trey picks up a knife.
You got that, Tupac?
And then what happened?
Trey turned the tables on the guy.
What are you doing?
He took one of these white napkins and a knife, and he poked holes in it. Then he walked over to where the guy was sitting.
I think you dropped this.
And he dropped
the napkin
it.
Looks like a Ku Klux Klan mask.
And everybody laughed. I guess that little prick was pissed. He's embarrassed that all his friends laughed at him.
Trey heads out of the revolving doors.
Thank you. You can go and check on your friend now.
Trey's being lifted onto a stretcher.
Tell me he is not the primary on this.
It's his catch, Lou.
Walter Wade Jr. You big Walter Wade's son?
Yes, I am.
The real estate developer?
Correct.
That is a big man, huh?
Big man. Big man.
Shaft looks through Walter's wallet and pulls out a driver's license for Diane.
The waitress. She saw it, huh? So what you do, motherfucker? Threaten her?
Shaft heads back into the bar.
Oh, she had to go to the John.
Shaft strides and opens the door to the bathroom. To Terry.
Where'd she go?
She left.
He charges through a back door and strides out through the service entrance. He looks up and down the street, but Diane's nowhere in sight. Trey's wheeled over to an ambulance.
He's starting to see.
He's shaking spasmically.
Homeboy's got rid of him, huh?
What?
Shaft punches Walter in the face.
Something I said?
I think my nose is broke.
A clear stairway.
Excuse me! He broke my nose!
I got no air exchange.
Shaft watches with shock as Trey's quivering body begins to slow down.
Damn, we're losing him!
His body becomes still.
Well, I've been waiting for this all year. You are gone from this precinct.
gone. For what?
He punches Walter again.
That?
Shaft cuts a path through a crowd of clamoring reporters and spectators. He strides down the middle of the road, silhouetted against the light splashing off the tarmac, as traffic streams by him on either side. Shaft puts some clothes into a bag in the police locker room, then walks through the station with a confident gait. A uniformed officer offers a handshake, but Shaft ignores him and heads down some stairs.
His roots in the community couldn't go deeper. He has no criminal record.
Your Honor, the charge is homicide. Not having done it before is not an excuse.
Shaft's in court, listening to the arguing lawyers. Now he gets out of his car and heads towards a large red-bricked building.
Bail is set at $200,000.
Sitting in the defendant's chair, Walter looks unfazed. Walter shoots Shaft a cold stare as he saunters out of the courtroom. Shaft goes over to Trey's mother and puts his arm around her. Outside, reporters and protesters try to get at Trey as he's led into a limousine by his lawyers and minders. Walter catches sight of Shaft watching at a distance with a stone-faced expression. Shaft takes off his shades, showing Walter the anger in his eyes. Walter smirks nonchalantly and gives him a wave.
Shaft.
It's Walter Wade. Thanks for breaking my nose that night. My lawyer says that's why I got bail, and that's precisely why I'm skiing in Switzerland right now. See you when I see you, Slick.
Shaft lowers the phone, his face burning with fury. He looks at Diane's driver's license and places it on a newspaper bearing the headline, Race Killer Skips. 2 years later. Two boys are playing football in the communal hallway of an apartment building.
Oh, come on, man!
One of the boys chases the ball down some stairs, where he discovers plain-clothed police officers apprehending a man at gunpoint. Gives the boy his ball. Then directs him to go away. She heads down the corridor, her gun poised. Shaft gestures to another cop, who takes away the hood he's just arrested. He crouches outside an apartment door, along with a female officer, then addresses a group of cops who've joined them.
John Shaft.
Carmen Vasquez, welcome to Narcotics.
Jimmy Groves.
Jack Roselli.
Transferring from the 3-5?
Yeah. You're John Shaft, huh? Heard you quit.
Not yet.
Luca, hurry the fuck up, man.
Another cop's pressing a device against the door while operating a lever.
Come on, you bitch bastard. Come on, you Billy Bob motherfucker. Open the goddamn door. Let's go, open it.
The door swings open.
That's 3 half meals or 4. That's 4. Hurry up.
All right.
Freeze, motherfuckers, don't move!
The cops charge into the apartment. Drug dealers scatter everywhere, darting for the window in.
Everybody freeze! Grab that motherfucker! Get him! Now!
A dealer sneaks away.
All right, put your hands behind your back.
Respect, respect. Oh, no hot blood and glass. Now you can't speak no fucking English. I bet you can say kilo, can't you?
Huh? Hey! Hey, goddamn it! Hey! Come here. Don't make me chase you, you're gonna piss me off!
The dealer climbs out of the window and makes his way down the fire escape. Shaft gives chase. The dealer races off down the street. A dustbin is hurled through the air.
Throw something else! Throw something else!
The dealer barges into some women, knocking them to the ground.
Watch your back, lady!
He runs into a building and turns his gun on Shaft. Shaft dodges the bullets, then follows him into the apartment building. The dealer runs up a staircase. He runs down a corridor and hammers at the doors. Sharp runs up the stairs. The dealer aims his gun along the corridor. Shaft looks round the corner and smiles.
You got me, Papa!
The dealer drops the empty gun and raises his hands. As Shaft approaches, the dealer looks behind him and sees a window at the end of the corridor. He then flips Shaft the finger and throws himself through the glass. He crashes through the window of the apartment building opposite. He gets to his feet and turns to Shaft.
Peace, motherfucker!
Shaft looks furious. Triumphant, the dealer races down the staircase. Shaft climbs back out onto the fire escape. The dealer runs out of the apartment building, dashes across the street, BT-laden wall, catching his breath. Shaft punches him.
April Fool, motherfucker. Told you not to make me run, didn't I?
Shit's too tight, yo.
Sit in this car and think about this ass whooping you're gonna get. It's gonna be a long ride to the precinct.
Paraphernalia. Nothing.
You should have called my wife.
Shut up, Brad.
Yeah, well, let me call my girlfriend.
Shut the fuck up.
But easy with the braids, man. Against black men anyway, huh?
It's supposed to be like a factory up there.
He must have gotten a heads up from someone. My kid's got more indictable shit under his bed.
Maybe scales are getting involved before we clock out tonight.
Look at him.
Who's that?
Peoples Hernandez is the neighborhood alligator. It's all his play up here. He's got about a half dozen apartments. Keeps changing the shit on us like it's a shell game.
You enjoying the show?
Peoples waves dismissively from his open window.
It was free.
Shaft bounces a basketball.
Fuck, John, don't do it. Come on. John, come on, no!
Shaft throws the ball at Peoples, causing him to spill his food.
Good shot.
Peoples Hernandez! Come on down!
Motherfucker.
Yes!
Peoples struts out with his crew. Peoples, dressed all in white, squares up to Shaft, dressed all in black.
This is Egyptian cotton, motherfucker. 220 thread. This is like half of you shitty at paycheck, okay?
Step off, Peoples.
You wouldn't know Egyptian cotton if Pharaoh himself sent it to you, you knockoff wearing motherfucker. You best sleep in that best.
Oh, there you go, Poppy. You're under arrest for assaulting an officer.
Stay, Lucifer.
Shaft pushes Peoples against a van, then frisks him.
It's the only way you can touch me? You want pathetic Kentucky fried nigga? I got some chicken wing for you. What have we got here? Concealed weapon.
The Iceman goeth.
Goeth for a long time. Come on. Step up.
Peoples wears a wide grin as he's put into the police van. At the station. The criminals are standing in line to be led into holding cell.
Hey, home sweet home, huh?
Stay still, please.
Yo, chef, I'm gonna put so many lawyers in your ass, you're gonna think they open a branch office up there.
Lawyers? Lawyers are for puñetas.
I thought you were gonna smoke me. I smoke camel. It's not my size.
Yo, when the van comes for these assholes, this one gets the busted seatbelt.
What the hell's he doing here? Tell me it's something good. Tell me it ain't one of your dick arounds.
No, honest to God, Lou, I was in fear for my life.
Yeah, I know the routine.
Will you shut the fuck up, Cornbread?
Yo, Luger, what's up with the cornbread?
Your problem is what?
Nazis with badges. That's my problem.
Nazis? Oh, you gotta lighten up, Shaft. I talk like this all the time. I see your point. Maybe I should take an ethnic sensitivity workshop, huh? Fuck you.
Maybe I should workshop my foot up your ass. How about that?
How about you pick a color, black or blue?
Hey, fuck you, Luger.
How about I make you both Luger,
huh? Take it easy. Anytime, anywhere.
And none between us but an opportunity.
Anytime, anywhere,
well,
Shaft.
Come on, motherfucker.
Go, come on.
Yo, Shaft. Like the way you handle that, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, Shaft, you got a call. Guy says it's urgent. I think it's the clinic. I believe the test results may come back.
Today we find out if I'm your daddy
or the German Shepherd.
Ooh, pretty good.
Well, how good is good? You're kidding. Red, if this is another one of your solid info, 100% solid, no shit.
Wait.
Shaft writes Westchester onto a notepad while listening intently on the phone.
All right, I got it. All right, thanks.
Gotcha.
What's up?
Old business.
You need backup?
No, I got it. Rasan.
What?
Calling in a favor, son.
Favor my ass,
motherfucker. You ain't got no favors left with me, dog. Them shits is through. You done ran all your shits out.
Baby.
Look, nigga, don't argue. You just do it.
All right, dog.
Son,
I gotta do a favor for my man real quick.
At the airport, Shaft strides out onto the tarmac as the setting sun bathes the sky in vibrant shades of amber. He scans the airport with a stone-faced expression. As night falls, an airplane comes into land. A little later, it taxis towards the hangar. Stretch limo pulls up beside the plane. The door of the plane opens. The pilot lets down some steps, and Walter strolls out. He gives his briefcase to the chauffeur.
How you doing?
Let's get going.
Walter gets into the car.
How you doing, Richie Rich? Remember me?
Refresh my memory.
Sitting opposite him in the back of the limo, Shaft holds up some handcuffs and throws them on the floor. Walter smiles.
Put them on.
Walter picks up the handcuffs and does as he's told, still wearing a nonchalant smile. Shaft knocks on the driver's dividing partition, which slides down.
Hey, what's the deli? Where we off to?
15th Precinct.
The real chauffeur sitting naked in the passenger seat.
Hey, yo, that's my dog, Shaft, back there. You know what I mean? That's my man. Pour it up. You all right? Cold? Chilly? You want a jacket or something?
Walter smiles at Shaft as the limo drives off. Reporters clamor around the car. Rasan beams at them.
Bet you thought I was sneaking back. You look depressed, Chef. You depressed?
Back away from the car. Back away from the car.
He closes the window. Now the limo's cruising along the highway. Shaft leads Walter into the precinct. Beaming triumphantly, Shaft takes Walter into a holding cell.
You know, bro, I'll be out in an hour.
I don't think so, running man. You see, the van to central processing left about 5 minutes ago. And there won't be another one for hours and hours. By the time you get downtown, we're talking overnight in the tombs. And they definitely want to rain your ass before morning. It's a shame we didn't get here a little sooner.
Shaft pushes Walter into the cell, and a uniformed officer slides the door closed.
You look depressed, Walter. You depressed? Yo, peeps, you still here?
seatbelt on the bind was busted.
Oh, damn.
It's called habeas corpus, motherfucker. That means due process for the illiterate.
It's called, you wanted to play games with me, peoples. I know a shitload of games. You boys play nice.
Teflon Don, nigga. Teflon. Beats. Hey, Blanky. What he give you for? Income tax evasion.
Fuck you.
Damn!
What's happening, player?
What's up, baby boy?
Same old, same old. Yo, congratulations, man. You was on TV. We'll get you autograph.
Shaft heads into a bar called the Lennox Lounge.
Mr. P, how you be?
Ah, fine, fine.
Who's winning?
Who do you think?
Oh, well. Hey.
Congratulations, baby. Mm,
okay, man.
Alice, ease up on my nephew. That boy's gonna poke a hole in something.
Uncle Jay. Hey. Mr. Big Time Private Eye. Hey. Earned my pay today.
Well, you did bring him in. There's no denying that.
But what?
What?
But what? Come on, come on. Spit it out.
Ah, nothing, nothing. Listen, so when you gonna come on board with me, my man?
Soon.
Soon. You're always saying that.
Walter's led into a large holding cell crowded with prisoners. Wearing a disgruntled expression, he makes his way over to a steel bench and sits down. Nearby, Peebles Hernandez is smoking a cigarette. He looks over at Walter. He looks away and takes another drag of his cigarette. Someone pushes Walter's shoulder and he turns round. Walter glances at his shiny black shoes.
They wouldn't fit you.
The prisoner hits him.
Only acts once.
Walter punches the prisoner in the crotch, then knees him in the face before throwing him to the floor. He kicks him in the face. A police officer glances over, then sips his tea. An attractive woman is sitting at the bar staring into space. Shaft comes over.
For 2 years now, I've been meaning to ask you, when you dress like this, where exactly do you strap your piece?
You mean you forgot already?
Well, you know it was way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should ask Lamont.
Well, I got to ask Lamont. I'm standing right here. Hey, damn, nigga, why are you always up on my woman? You see, this is the type of shit to get a motherfucker killed.
Look, I was asking a legitimate-ass question.
Why is it every time you see me talking to her, you roll up on me like this? You feeling insecure?
Lamont, he's just kidding.
I ain't studying this bullshit. Yo, man, back up off the motherfucker. Bite our money.
Lamont pushes Shaft into the next room, where he's greeted by a cheering crowd. Shaft turns to Lamont, and they're all smiles, hugging. Shaft waves his finger at Lamont's girlfriend, then greets his friends.
We got you, baby. We got you. Surprise, baby.
Alice and Uncle Jay join the party. Shaft shares a hug with his uncle. At the prison, people strolls over to Walter.
Do you want to smoke?
Don't smoke, thanks.
My name is Peoples. You know why they call me that?
Because Joe always takes care of your people.
Yeah, actually, more or less. You play golf?
Not for a while.
Golf is fun. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. I like him. You got a ball?
I had one.
What kind of ball you had?
Boston Whaler.
Boston Whaler. You been around the world, right? No. You know something? I got money longer than train smoke.
I never been on an airplane once my whole goddamn life.
Let me ask you something.
He indicates a tattoo on people's neck.
Cinco familia. Five family. Five borough. One law.
Okay.
You an interesting motherfucker. You got like a business card or something?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Don't kiss me, motherfucker.
Oh. All right. Good night. Later, dog.
Back to custody tonight after a 2-year flight from justice. Wade, seen here after his arraignment in 1998, was rearrested by Detective John Shaft as he flew into Westchester County Airport tonight.
I don't get it. Why the fuck did he come back? If it was me, I'd never come back.
Yeah, see? If there ever was a but what, that'd be it. Come to justice, that kid's old man's got enough juice around here to slip his thumb on the scale. Nobody say nothing.
Ain't no fucking way he walks from this. No way.
Really?
Uncle Jay heads for the door.
Let's roll.
Night.
Night all.
He leaves with two women.
Such a cynical motherfucker.
A waitress.
You want to come home with me tonight? It's been a while.
So what is it this time? You just want to be held, or you want the LD?
What you think it is? I want the LD, baby. And then I want to be held. That's all right with you?
You know me. It's my duty to please that booty. Finish up. Let's go.
Outside the courthouse, angry protesters shout and wave their fists.
Kearney, how's retirement?
Catfish or jumping?
Yeah, I heard you bought a big house out in Nassau County.
4-bedroom colonial right on the water.
Let me ask you something. How does a third-rate pencil-pushing, apple-stealing dickhead like you afford a 4-bedroom colonial in Nassau motherfucking county, huh? How much they pay you, Kearney?
After working a job uptown for 28 years, you know what I like best about where I live? How do I say this? It's a restricted community.
Kearney walks off.
Your Honor, my client did not fly home 5,000 miles to jump bail.
You mean jump bail again?
No doubt.
He was in the wind for 2 years, Judge. And if he decides to take off again, the mood of the people in this
city... Talk about the people.
We can't risk the possibility of waiting another 2 years, another 2 months, 2 days, 2 hours. The district attorney's office is ardently opposed to any kind of bail.
How about no bail? Yeah,
yeah. Remove that man. Get him out of here.
How about no bail? Hey, back up, son. Back up, son. Hey, son. Hey, yo, you will get your ass twisted. You better get off. Get off me.
Your point is well taken, Mr. Torres. The defendant is hereby ordered to surrender his passport to this court. However, I believe that young Mr. Wade is sincere in his desire to deal with whatever form of judgment this room deems necessary to deliver. Bail is set at $1 million.
Your Honor, my client is prepared to post bail.
Walter looks round at Shaft. Shaft looks at Uncle Jay, then takes out his police badge and throws it towards the judge. It drives itself into the wall paneling behind the judge's seat.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm out. I'm done. What are you, nuts? Think.
Come on, John. This is whack.
Fuck the job. I'll get in my own goddamn way.
Insane.
Shaft comes out of the courthouse where the angry protesters are clamoring behind barriers. Walter emerges with his bodyguards and nods at Shaft, smoking. Shaft pulls out his gun, and his friends quickly restrain him.
Hey. All right, I'm cool, I'm cool. I quit.
Walter smiles and heads down the courthouse steps. Shaft keeps pace with him. He takes out Diane's driver's license and shows it to Walter. Walter's smile falters.
I remember when I took that job thinking I could fight the good fight from the inside and you telling me about all the problems. That color thing. Too black for the uniform, too blue for the brothers.
about how justice gets tangled up in red tape or just bought off by the green. You were right. Fuck that job. Fuck the badge. I'll get that silver spoon, motherfucker, and I'm gonna get it my own way. No lawyers, no politics, no rules, no regulations.
No pension.
What?
You're too hot, man. You gotta step off a bit. Let me put my people on it.
No, hell no. His ass is mine.
Hey, what's the difference? Got is got.
His ass.
He unholsters a gun from his ankle.
I believe we're in pretty good shape on this.
What about the waitress?
Paul, talk to him, please.
Thank you.
The truth is, Walter, we can't find her.
This guy is great.
You know why we can't find her? Because she doesn't want to be found. Now, do you want to go back to Switzerland while we try and track her down? It could take a year, two, 10, maybe never. Meanwhile, everything and everyone else is in place.
I don't believe this.
Look, even if she does surface, she is seriously damaged goods.
It's just a roll of the dice, kid.
I roll my own damn dice.
Oh, Walter. Well, Walter. Oh, hello.
Hello, my darling.
How are you?
How was your day?
Fine.
Is that my mother's choker?
Oh, well, that...
You gave her my mother's jewelry?
Walter. Walter. Walter!
Walter flips his father the finger, then walks off. He heads into a bedroom and rummages through a drawer. With jewelry. Out by the dock, Shaft strides across a road. He makes his way up some stone steps and knocks at the screen door of a house. A woman answers.
Hi, Miss Palmieri, remember me? Look, I really need to talk to Diane.
She don't live here. She lives in the Bronx.
Yeah, I checked the last address I had. She's
right now she's in Europe.
Europe? Where in Europe?
Spain.
Spain. Hey, I love Spain.
Maybe Italy. I never know till I get the postcard. What can I tell you?
Hey, okay. Thanks.
Shaft heads over to the dock, where Carmen is leaning against her car, waiting for him. She folds her arms truculently, and Shaft smiles.
I'll probably get fired for this, but I thought you might need some help.
He approaches her and gives her a kiss on the cheek.
Terry
nods.
Remember me?
Yeah. How'd you find me? Yeah. I'm free on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, and every other Wednesday.
Read my mind. Why am I here?
You looking for Diane?
Got it.
What's in it for me?
What you need?
Look down the corner. See that little nigga, the one with the red hat? It's Malik, okay? Now, my son Tony, he's a real good boy, a good student, but he's 12, and I caught him twice last week running errands for Malik. I need for that to stop. Can you handle that?
Everybody on fucking drugs, nothing but money, man.
That's Monday, Tuesday, and every other Wednesday, right?
You got it, baby.
Shaft heads over to Carmen.
Anybody looking to maintain their employment with the NYPD might be in their best interest to leave now.
Shaft strides over to Malik and his crew.
Yo.
He punches Malik.
Down! My name! I don't know! Josh Sham! What? Josh Sham! Say it! Josh Sham!
Now, there's a kid lives up the block, about 12 years old, named Tony. You know it? Huh?
Yeah!
Wrong answer!
answer.
There's a kid lives down the block, about 12 years old, named Tony. Do you know him?
Nah, I don't know that kid, man. I don't know that nigga, not no more. Not no more.
This kid you don't know? You see him coming, you run for your motherfucking life. You got that?
Now, do you ever want to see me again? Do you ever want to see me again?
No. What's my name? I forgot.
What's my name?
Josh Shaft. Josh Shaft. Josh Shaft, yo.
A police car cruises past. Shaft nods to the officer, and it rolls on by.
You ever want to see me again? Oh, you answered that, huh?
My bad.
To some nearby kids.
What? What?
The kids run off. Shaft glances at Terry, who smiles appreciatively. Shaft puts away his gun and walks towards Terry. Diane's minding some children in a playground. Shaft and Carmen watch from behind a fence.
Jumpered, okay?
Diane notices Shaft and Carmen, and the smile drops from her face. Suddenly, Diane breaks into a run. Shaft gives chase. Diane runs to the parking lot and reverses sharply in her car. She speeds out onto the street. Shaft cuts across the road and runs in front of her car.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Diane swerves to avoid him, and another car skids across the road, breaking within inches of Shaft's body.
Get the fuck out of the road! What are you fucking doing, you crackhead?
Walter emerges from a subway station, wearing shabby clothes and a baseball cap. He glances around the dingy neighborhood. He heads down the street. Lucifer, people's brother, notices Walter and heads towards him. Shaft heads up to Diane's house and knocks on the door. He waits for a moment, then walks away. He heads over to a car parked by the dock.
Leon, the minute she shows up, you call me, right?
Yeah, all right. Yo, how are you gonna get me into the police academy with you chucking a job like that?
Who lost your rap sheet for you?
You.
Who got you that trial with the Jets?
You.
Who got you that gig at the club?
You.
Who delivers 10 times out of 10?
All right, dog, you got it, you.
All right, so shut the fuck up and call me when she shows. Why the hell you want to be a cop in? Well, forget I asked. Got milk?
Yeah, I got some milk. Shit, you want some milk? I got a whole bunch of milk.
Mira, I ain't telling you. Jeter hit one home run, two doubles, and he walked once.
Lucifer shows Walter into the room.
Hey, you're dressing down to blend in or something? You look like a fucking duck hunter.
Unamused, Walter takes off his baseball cap. Peoples walks over to him.
I need someone located.
Located? What do you mean?
Walter hands Peoples a slip of paper.
Located and then what?
Walter glances at a handgun tucked into the waistband of one of Peoples' cronies. Walter smiles and takes out a money belt. He unzips it, revealing the jewelry.
What am I, a pawn broker?
Had it all appraised, it'll cash out to about 40,000.
Still?
Inherited.
Inherited?
He hands Peoples the belt.
40,000.
Yo, people, meet a lieutenant.
Son of wealthy real estate developer Walter Wayne Sr. has been the subject of fierce racial demonstrations.
That's you!
Conyo, man, he's fucking famous.
2 years ago, hundreds of people were outside the courthouse Monday protesting the judge's decision to grant bail. The case continues to arouse fierce passions in this city. Trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. We are, of course, following this case very closely to bring you the latest developments. This is Lisa Cooley.
We got Hollywood right here in the house.
Peoples lights a cigarette.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. In this neighborhood, I am the motherfucking king snake. I do like this. On 181, three people die on Riverside. But the thing of it is, you know, I go downtown, right, to take a girl out, show her the size. I walk into a restaurant, my stomach's in a knot, my teeth is clenched, my hands is in fist. I don't fit in down there. People look at me, you know, size me up. So like 10 minutes into it, I can't wait to come back home. I like a prisoner, you know?
Okay.
But you... See, I would kill to be you. Go where you go. Do what you do. So this is what I propose. Okay, the jewelry and shit, go hawk the flash, bring me the cash. I'm not gonna not take it. But what I really want, I want you to start taking me downtown with you. I want you to start taking me wherever you go.
You mean like hang out together?
Hang out.
Take you to what, Latesh? The Harvard Club? What the hell are you talking about?
No. When I say me, me is this.
He opens the door to a kitchen, where women in bras and panties, wearing face masks, are preparing and measuring samples of cocaine at the kitchen table.
Oh. Hi.
I want you to front for me. Be my face. Get me some upscale customers. I would like that very much. You do that for me, you get me into your world. I do that bitch for you, word is bond.
Man. You're doing a little bit too much your own product.
What?
Look, it's 40,000. I thought it was gonna be more, but that's what it is. I mean, if it's really important to you, you can tell everybody you got a rich white boy on a rope. I really don't care. But Entrenu, no fucking way.
Oh, yeah. So what's up, people? Let me keep this. You know, you took a big risk. Coming here all by yourself.
Did I?
Peoples, can I keep this?
No.
Peoples takes the bag of jewelry from Lucifer.
40,000.
That's what I said.
But this other thing you can't do for me.
Not on your life.
Not on my life. Peoples, let me live. Let me keep that ice. No. Man gonna need it to raise some money.
Peoples points to the doorway. As Walter heads out, Peoples grabs his hand and shakes it.
Did you drive a hard bargain, Blanquito?
It's nighttime. Shaft pulls up in his car by the side of a quiet road. He gets out. Then heads off down the street. One of Peoples' crew is following him. The hood glances round at a sudden bang. When he looks back, Shaft has gone.
What did he do?
Suddenly, Shaft leaps out and points a gun at the hood's head.
Oh, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you sneaking around behind me like that? You want to die? Hey, come on,
come on.
He had this,
table. Money belt. Stuffed with locks. People tell him to cash it in and vaya, ya bien, done deal.
You're talking about Walter Wade, the white boy, right?
Si, Angelo Blanquito from the television.
I tell you, man, they're gonna kill that white girl.
The hood covers his face as a car pulls up.
What's up?
Just getting another lay of the land. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm having a conversation here.
Courthouse, man, that was some rough shit.
All right, show you right.
Groves notices an elaborate tattoo on the hood's hand.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Roselli and Groves head off.
Coño, man. Mi boy. Huh?
The hood gets out of the car and looks in through the open window.
Hey, Jeff. I heard you quit La Policia. So, you know, I don't think it's right. I still gotta do this shit anymore, you know? Okay, Jeff.
As the hood heads off, Shaft stares intently into space.
This guy comes in here. He got his drawer stuffed with jewelry, and he asked me, can't you locate somebody? I say, yeah, because he's kind of like a celebrity, you know? And you don't want to say no. I mean, he's coming to me, it's all flattering and shit. But the truth of it is, you know, finding people, that's not really my, as they say, forte. So this is what I propose. You all detectives and shit, right? You detect. So why don't I subcontract to you? The guy says this shit'll cash out to about 20 G's. He's gonna bring it by tonight. With you, I split it down the middle, 50-50. Easiest money you'll ever make. You take half. I take half.
And large?
10,000. All you gotta do is tell me where she's at.
Then what happens?
Easiest money you'll ever make.
Groves and Roselli consider the offer. The informant hood is sitting, listening. Peoples puts a baby in a crib.
I want to tell him about that, too. Can I talk to you for a moment?
Groves takes Peoples to the side, then glances pointedly towards the hood.
I wonder what the market did today.
What the fuck should I mean?
Peoples approaches the hood. A moment later, he plummets out of the window and smashes onto the ground with an ice pick sticking out of his chest, down with a smile. At a diner, Sharp takes a cup of coffee from a waitress and brings it over to Peoples, sitting at a window table. Sharp sits at the table.
Now, I heard you need a job, but this... You know when guys like you go down for good? When they get aspirations. When they try and rise above the station. Now, this contract-killing thing you got with Walter Jr. Do yourself a favor. You're a two-bit, three-block dope dealer. Stick to what you know. Tell me, stick to what I know? Stick to what I know? Fuck you, motherfucker. I'm a star. Yo soy el meyembe. You ain't shit. You ain't even a fucking pig no more. You think that makes me less dangerous or more dangerous? Now, I see you somewhere I don't think you belong. I will kill you. Mira. Look, I respect you. I like you. That's why you always want to fuck me.
Shaft stands up and sneers at Peoples. He glances at two of Peoples' crew, then lurches at one of them, making him flinch. Shaft leaves.
Puta, why you flinch?
Shaft and Carmen are at Diane's house.
Ms. Palmieri.
Wait here.
Two heavy-set men come out, one with a baseball bat.
She didn't see nothing, and she ain't gonna testify.
Stay the fuck away from my sister!
No, take it easy!
She's your sister, huh? Well, if your sister didn't see anything, why is she running so hard?
Just leave her be.
Wait, threaten her again?
Don't move.
Look, nah, this is fucking bullshit.
If he threatened her, I can take care of that.
Just leave her be.
Mikey?
Ma, go back in the house.
We just want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Oh, with those guns. Get lost.
As Shaft and Carmen leave, Groves and Roselli watch from a distance.
What do you think?
I shot a blank.
Nothing, right?
Nada.
Come on, Shaft. Lead us to that waitress.
Shaft and Carmen are driving down the street, Carmen at the wheel.
think we're being tailed.
They notice a silver car in the rearview mirror. Carmen pulls into the dock and they both look behind them. The silver car drives by.
Marcelli and Groves.
They're following us?
They saw me with Tattoo last night. Now Peoples is probably paying them to find Diane, so yeah, they're following us. First Walter, Peoples, now these two. They like to fuck with people, huh? Well, I guess I'm gonna have to show them what fucking with people's all about.
Walter flags down a taxi. Walter emerges from a jewelry shop with a sign on the window which says, "We buy antique and estate jewelry." He's carrying a holdall. Someone follows him in a car. It's nighttime. Walter comes up out of the subway, still carrying the holdall.
You staying up, bitch?
Punk ass.
Yeah, you better keep stepping, motherfucker.
Walter strides across the rain-soaked street, while two hoods follow him. He puts on a pair of gloves as he walks and glances over his shoulder. He's still being tailed. Suddenly, Walter breaks into a run and ducks into a narrow alley. He drops the holdall and tightens the gloves on his hands. As one of the hoods comes around the corner, Walter grabs him, but the other hood takes out a gun.
Freeze, motherfucker! I'll bust a cap in your dome!
The hood punches Walter to the ground, then grabs the holdall, and they both run off.
Fuck!
The hoods get into a car and take off their masks. It's Shaft and Luger.
How'd I sound?
How'd you sound?
Freeze, mofo, before I bust a cap in your dome.
Oh, pure notorious P.I.G.
Thank you, man. That means a lot coming from you.
How much we get?
Hang on. You're so damn controlling. 42,000. It's a lot of count for a simple murder around here.
Hey, I know cats take out a whole zip code for that kind of cheese.
No doubt. Anyways, it's a one-time favor, okay?
I owe you one. Hey, you still a motherfucking cracker, you know that, right?
Fuck you too, cornbread.
Shaft heads off.
Well, I gotta tell you, Flaco, busca el material por él. The wheels are already set in motion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't just turn off the dogs of war.
Look, I got fucking mugged. I have no money.
I hear you. I hear you. Calma. Well, I guess you just got to earn it back.
Huh?
Ounces are 1,000. A-balls 200 grams, 80. It's all pre-bagged. And I tell you like I tell all my boys, if you caught it any more than it already is, you can say goodbye to repeat cost.
You gotta be shitting me.
You keep coming back, re-up with me 9 or 10 times, we should be even Steven in about 6 or 8 months.
Is this a fucking joke?
He throws Walter a pager.
To keep in touch.
Carmen's waiting in her car by the dock, looking tired and bored. A bugging device starts ringing.
Hello? Mom, you called me?
I just want to tell you, those detectives came around.
I'm not testifying.
I know.
I'm not a bad person. I'm not.
I know you're not.
I won't testify.
Baby.
Please, Mom, just keep him away from me.
Diane?
718-555-2473.
I need a number check. 718-555-2473.
Comes up Tony DiCarlo, 114 Cromwell Street, Marine Park. And hey, tell Chef, get that best.
Trying to look inconspicuous, Shaft opens an unmarked police car door and stashes Walter's holdall under the passenger seat. Now it's daytime. Shaft turns off the road and drives his grey saloon through a car wash's forecourt. He parks up in the entrance to the car wash and waits with a pensive expression as the water jets start hosing down his driver's window. Ellie and Groves are watching him.
He's probably getting one of those salmon eyes jobs.
They take a sip of their coffees.
Let's play games.
Shaft's car's moving forward through the wash. The brushes quickly spin over the windshield. Then Leon, dressed in a boiler suit, clears away the soap suds with a wiper.
How you doing, partner? You
ready, Leon? Roselli sees Shaft's car pulling out of the wash.
Let's roll.
The two cops start tailing the car.
Come on, Shaft. Lead us to the prize, baby.
In a neighborhood, Shaft's in Rasan's red car, while someone else sits in his grey saloon in a nearby street. Peoples and his crew pull up next to Roselli and Groves.
Bro, I gotta pee.
Lucifer gets out, and Peoples winds down his window.
He's sitting right over there. He'll lead you right to the girl. You got her money?
Oh, yeah. That boy, the celebrity, he got mugged.
He what?
He showed up at my house, no tengo dinero, boss.
Do I look like a fucking fool to you?
I don't know.
Yo, where's our money?
I just told you, he got mugged. I mean, that's like an act of God, you know, obra de Dios.
Where is our fucking money?
He got mugged, I seen. Dangerous ties out here now. You got to watch your back, too.
Yeah, yeah, you watch yours, too.
No, well, hold on. You got to be very careful.
Yo. Give me Peoples, man.
As Peoples takes the call, Shaft passes his cell phone to Rasan.
Hello? Who the fuck is this? Hello?
Say exactly what I told you, word for word. I'll blow his motherfucking brains out.
Take it easy. Just be ready.
What? Hey, yo, them two Jakes you fucking with, they robbed the white boy and they got the money under the seat. They playing you, dude.
Peoples and some of his heavies get out. Shaft and Rasan are watching closely from a safe distance as Peoples leans menacingly over the cop's window.
Step out of the car, please.
Excuse me.
Peoples opens the car door.
Yo, what's up?
He grabs the hold all of cash.
What?
Yeah.
Groves looks at Roselli, then they both pull out their guns.
Let's roll, so.
A Shaft moves out. Lucifer, who's taking a leak, spots him.
Oh, shit.
I know what this is gonna sound like, but we had no idea.
You know what that's gonna sound like?
Come on, easy, easy.
Shut up.
Hey, if we thought of it, which we didn't, we would have taken them out ourselves, okay? We're none of us nice people here. That being said, we delivered. You got your dough. Give us our cut.
You got? I hear you. God,
you
fucking money. We'll kill you, with
our money.
Gotta go. Let's all die.
You hold it.
Peoples. I saw Shaft. He drove off.
What?
I saw Shaft. He drove off.
Shaft?
But who the fuck is that?
Secreto.
One of the crew runs over to Shaft's car, where Leon is waiting for him with a gun.
Ha-ha! What?
He's playing us. Shaft is playing us.
The red car parks outside a suburban house. The others pull out.
You got it, right?
Yeah, I got it, baby. Hello, can I speak to Diane Palmieri, please?
No, Rasan. Palmieri.
Palmieri! Said I got it, dude. Fucking looking at me like that for anyway.
A woman answers the door to Rasan.
Morning. I'm from Publishers Clearinghouse. Is Diane Palmieri home at the moment?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Wait a second. I'm saying, though, I'm about to finish. Wait a second. You got some dough coming, aren't you? Wait a minute. I ain't bought this. Wish this fool hurry up so we can get the fuck out of here.
Diane runs straight into Shaft.
It's okay. It's okay.
Mikey, get your brother and get over here now.
Shaft takes a man out.
Motherfuckers bring me out here for this bullshit.
Mátalo, coño.
Be in there, man. The fuck, what? That's just there.
The place is now crawling with people's heavies. Keeping hold of Diane, Shaft picks up another gun, then pokes his head out from around a corner. One of people's crew spots him, and he narrowly avoids a bullet. Shaft takes him out.
Yo, Shaft!
Stop the fucking car!
Shaft and Diane make for Rassam's car in a hail of crossfire bullets. He fires into people's crew, hitting Lucifer.
No. Yo, get the broad in the fucking car, Rick!
Get in the car! Open the door!
No! You kill my little brother! You best kill me! You best kill me, motherfucker!
Before Shaft can shoot Peters, Mike and Frank run him over.
Let my sister go! Stand!
Get out of here, Rassam!
Hurry up!
Frank pushes Shaft into Rassam's car.
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Calm down!
Choke that motherfucker!
Get out of here! Get the fuck out of here! Go, goddamn!
Peoples has stabbed Mikey.
Damn it, you motherfucker! I'm Mikey! Mikey!
Roselli.
This is fucked.
Back in the car, Peoples looks at Lucifer. He reverses up the street to Roselli's car.
Did you follow in?
Peoples, at this point...
Look at my little brother! Did you follow in? Did you find out where they go? And did you call me? I take it from here. Don't worry about it, you puerco sucio.
Rassam pulls over.
Motherfucker, you owe me now. That's the big time, Shaft.
He marches off along the street. And Shaft, Diane, and Frank follow on a few steps behind. Roselli and Groves arrive and watch them all enter an apartment block. Inside, Shaft hangs back for a second to check they're not being followed before carrying on up the stairs.
I tell you, before we get up in here, I'm gonna have to warn y'all. Gave the cleaning lady a few years off.
Rassam hurries into his messy living room.
You know, let her get her shit together. Once I pick some of this shit up, light some candles and some incense, everything will be just cool.
God damn, Rassam. This is like a biohazard in here.
You're welcome. Why don't you sit down, have a seat, relax.
You first, that's nasty.
What? Sit down. Hey, sit down.
This is some repugnant shit.
A yellow cab drops off Walter outside his apartment block. While Walter's letting himself in downstairs, up in the apartment, Peoples is sitting in grief-stricken torment. When he finds Peoples' crew waiting for him, Walter tries to fight them off. Outnumbered, he's thrown across the floor to Peoples, who drags him onto his feet, then pushes him backwards through the window. The two men crash onto the balcony, then Peoples pins Walter down and holds a knife to his neck.
Wait, what the fuck?
Whoa, whoa! You come into my life. Whoa. She put my little brother in a box.
What?
Smells that bitch right up from under me. Put my little brother in a box.
He what?
What do you mean what? You can't hear me? You got something in your ear?
Walter kicks him off, but Peoples retaliates by stabbing his hand to the bench.
Ah! 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 Ah!
I'll come back later. Go do something else.
He yanks the knife out of Walter's hand, then heads off, slipping on the shattered glass as he goes. Walter writhes in agony. At the police station...
Hey, Carmen, I got John Shaft on the line.
Yeah, Peoples.
6850 Nostrand Avenue between Prospect Place and Park Place.
Yeah, we'll sit tight in case he makes a move.
Peoples limps out of his apartment block where his crew are jumping into their cars. Looking like a man on a mission, he gets into a car at the front. At Rassan's, Diane's sitting lost in thought in the bedroom with Frank. Shaft joins Rassan in the living room.
Yo, Ross.
Shaft gestures that he wants Frank out of the bedroom, and Rassan nods.
Hey, yo, big man, what are you doing over there? Come on, let's get going over there.
Yeah, real funny.
Yo, mute your phone. I want to check on my brother. All right, paisan, go check on your fratello.
When Shaft steps into the bedroom, Diane looks at him out of the corner of her eye, but doesn't move. He takes off his hat and sits beside her.
Look, it's just the two of us here. You saw it, didn't you? And it's like a big flat stone laying on your chest. You gotta let go of it, Diane. Trust me on this. Just let it go.
She tilts her head back and takes a deep breath.
I was on my break. I went up front to have a cigarette. I was out there about 10 minutes. I see the black kid, Trey, coming out. He was pissed. Talking to himself. Like, pacing and cursing. He didn't see me. Then, like, a minute later, the Wade guy comes out. He doesn't even break stride. He snatches up this silver, I don't know, pole. And the Trey kid turns to him, and he saw him. He saw it coming. And he just bashes him. The spray. You know?
Back in the past, Diane gasps with horror. Walter drops. Walter touches some blood coming from Trey's head.
And he sees me. Wait. No, I wanted to run. My legs wouldn't move, and he comes over and pushes me.
Give me your wallet.
I didn't understand.
He goes through her wallet and takes out her ID.
Diane Palmieri? You see that? Huh? You want a taste of that? You want a taste? You're gonna go back inside. You're gonna finish your shift. Then you're gonna go home. Somebody will call you later tonight. Do you understand me?
He lets go of her chin, leaving Trey's blood smeared across her face. Then, shaking like a leaf, she nods.
No, I don't even remember going back inside. I remember talking to you. I remember ducking out the back and going home. I got a call like you said I would. Some guy. Very smooth, very... And the next day, I just started running. I've been kind of running ever since.
Okay.
Shaft gets to his feet.
Now, here's the good news. You are about to stop running. This trial is going to
sit... You don't get it, do you? I took... money. The man who called me that night, he offered me $100,000 to get lost, half right then and half after the disposition of the case, and I said... Yes. I took $50,000 and I disappeared. See, I told myself, I pointed him out to you. I fingered that son of a bitch and I got him arrested. And I told myself that was enough. But obviously it wasn't. I mean, obviously. I'm so sorry.
Shaft pulls away her hand from her face and holds it.
These last 2 years, they must have been hell on you.
What?
I could be home trading stocks on the internet.
Yeah, I could be home watching the Knicks.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Could she know about us?
How the fuck do I know?
Newly arrived outside Rassan's, Carmen looks down the street towards Roselli and Grove's car.
She's coming this way. Christ. Play it easy. Play it really. Stay with me on this.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Watching your back.
I just got here, my back.
Well, your back, Chef's back, you know.
Well, he never said where he was gonna be.
The drums, you hear things.
Drums?
You picked a pretty tough neighborhood to lay low in, huh? You wearing your vest?
Nah.
Grove shoots her.
Jesus Christ! God.
Hey!
The two passers-by move on, and the cops go to where Carmen's lying in the trash. Peoples and his crew arrive.
Shit.
Peoples gains entry to Rassan's building, and his heavies all storm in like crack soldiers.
What next, Maestro?
We finish what we started.
Groves readies his shotgun, then leads Roselli towards the building. Meanwhile, Peoples' men have got the fire escape and stairwell covered. Inside, oblivious, Rassan is rooting around for something.
I do with these keys, man.
Sean, hurry up.
Be right there. Don't rush me.
Come on.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Come on, Dan. Let's go see the DA.
On the fire escape, one of Peoples' men takes aim, but Shaft gets a shot in first.
Get out the window now!
Peoples' crew burst open the door.
You got my house.
On the fire escape.
Get him. Stay behind me. Come on.
Sharp's keeping the front door covered.
Come on, Diane.
Minute it.
After an exchange of fire, Sharp sees the heavies entering the apartment and runs to the fire escape after the others.
Go.
Peoples and the rest of his crew storm into the apartment. When a guy pokes his head out of the window, Shaft blows it off.
Hurry the fuck up.
Frank, Diane and Rassan reach the ground. Shaft takes out another of Peoples' crew.
Fuck, man. Go to the car! Go to the car!
Come on, go! Go!
The others run up, which is the bottom of the fire escape. He finds Roselli and Groves, pointing their guns at him.
Why?
My kids, you can't believe what private schools are charging nowadays.
This is breaking my heart.
Carmen appears behind Groves.
Shoot him.
As she shoots both of the bent cops, her safety vest is glimpsed behind the bullet hole in her t-shirt.
It's Giuliani time. Skyland.
Peoples arrives with a submachine gun, and Shaft and Carmen run for it.
Go!
Peoples and his men charge out the front.
Yo, Shaft! Get the fuck in the car! Y'all about to leave all you motherfuckers, man! Yo, what the fuck y'all doing?
Rassan, shut the fuck up and drive!
With everyone now in the car, Rassan takes off down the street. Peoples hot on his tail.
Hold on!
Shaft punches out the back windshield and returns fire.
Shoot his ass!
One of Peoples' cars pull up alongside. A cab narrowly avoids crashing into them.
Fuck into my car, pussy!
Just drive, goddammit, drive!
While the rest of his crew continue to chase Rassan, Peoples ducks down a side street to try and cut him off at the pass. A car rams into Rassan's tail. Shaft shoots at it from the back. Carmen gets in some shots from the passenger side. Two-pronged attack works. The driver gets a bullet to the head, and the car flips over a line of parked vehicles on the street.
Shoot all they motherfucking ass! Yeah, yeah!
No, it's okay, calm down. Calm down.
They can't fuck with us! They can't fuck with us! You know how I hold it behind the wheel? They can't fuck with me!
Peoples rams them from the side and forces them through some gates into an industrial estate. With a look that means business, Peoples gets his weapon ready. Shaft clips a round into his handgun. With the speedy corner dangerously close, Peoples lets rip with his submachine gun. Rassan's car is pebble-dashed with bullets. Shaft manages to take out Peoples' driver just before the red car flips over and rolls. It lands on its roof, with smoke spewing from its underside. Shaft opens the back door with his gun aimed, then struggles out of the wreck. All the while, he's careful to keep his weapon trained in the direction of Peoples' car. He inches towards it, checks the driver's dead, then yanks open the back passenger door. Peoples not there. Peoples has a knife at Diane's throat.
No more Teflon down, yo. No more my Jimbe. I'm a motherfucking dead man. First to admit it. Maybe you kill me, other cops. Maybe I kill myself. I don't know. What you think?
Look, this is between you and me. Let her go.
You know, that's the funny thing, Chef. I know true enemy. I people. Then you enemy.
Hey, hey!
I know you enemy. Hey, you enemy.
Oh, so now you're doing Wade's dirty work, huh?
You gonna shoot me, Chef? All I got is this. That's cold, man.
Okay. All right, I'm putting the gun down. Mano a mano. Come on. Let's go.
With his knife poised, Peoples thinks it over.
Está bueno. Está bueno. Vamos a pelear.
He throws Diane aside, then opens his arms and tosses his knife over his shoulder.
Está bueno. I'm not your enemy. I'm people. I'm people. Motherfucker. Come on.
You through?
Tú eres un hombre muy anciano. Vamos a pelear, mami. Yo soy people.
They both pull guns at the same time, but Shaft's quicker on the draw. Peoples hits the deck. Shaft goes over to where Diane's lying face down on the ground, shaking uncontrollably.
It's okay.
He strokes her hair, then looks across at People's motionless body. On the steps outside the Supreme Court, Shaft checks his watch as he stands surrounded by cops and a media circus. He sees Trey's mother at the police barrier.
Hey, she passes through. Let her pass. Anybody
else back up? Hey. This morning, we got a whole new lineup. We got a new judge. The DA himself is running the prosecution, and we have an eyewitness. Today, we're going to get our money's worth.
I know we will.
Chef, can we get a word, please?
How you doing?
Howard.
Diane and her family arrive.
Hey.
I'm scared to death.
Hey, look, you're going to be fine.
If you feel yourself tightening up.
Just look for you.
I'll be there.
A black limo pulls.
Uh-huh. You don't even have to look at it, okay?
Pushing through the crowd, Walter's staring icily at Shaft and Diane when something makes him freeze. Three shots hit him at point-blank range and he drops to the ground. Standing, holding a small silver handgun, Trey's mother stares at him with quiet satisfaction as cops grab hold of her. She exchanges a long, meaningful look with Shaft as she's dragged away, and he smiles. Now Shaft's with Carmen at the police station.
You still determined to be a private eye? I think you're making a mistake.
I don't. Why don't you come in with us?
I like what I do.
Yeah, right.
A woman wearing shades is shown in.
You Detective Shaft?
Used to be.
I need to file me an assault charge against my boyfriend. People say I should talk to you.
This is Detective Vasquez.
She's unavailable at the moment.
You see that guy on the phone over there? When he's done, he'll help us.
They said I should talk to you.
I don't work here anymore. Just have a seat over there. When he's done, he'll help.
Reluctantly, the woman sits down. Shaft watches as she removes her shades, revealing a badly bruised eye, and his expression changes. As he wanders over to the woman, Carmen smiles to herself.
Write the asshole's name where I can find him.
You can't do that.
One for the road.
The woman writes down the name for him.
All right. Why don't you get that looked at? I'll see what I can do.
Uncle Jay comes over.
Now what?
I guess I gotta pull this asshole's coat. Wanna back me up?
Back you up.
Shaft gives Carmen a kiss.
Bye. Good luck to you.
Outside.
Yo, Shaft, man. Gotta talk, dog.
What's the deal, son?
The deal is my life is fucked, man. You know what I mean? I ain't got no car. I ain't got no business. I can't eat. You done came by the apartment and shot up the whole fucking building. Man, landlady wanna put me in the street.
Calm down, man. It ain't that bad.
What?
It ain't all that.
Fuck both of y'all in. It's my motherfucking life you talking about, man.
Right, shut up. Here.
What you giving me that for?
Shaft opens a car door and holds up the keys.
This is for me? Ooh! Ooh! This is my shit?
So I love you, babe.
Ooh, you always take
care of me. I love you for that, baby.
Come on, let's roll. We got work to do.
You call this work?
Hey, Chef, I've been thinking, yo. Y'all should make me like an associate in this detective game y'all got going on over here, you know what I mean? You know, I wouldn't do no hardcore detective work. I just want to be one of them cats who gets to take pictures of the broads cheating on their husbands. I just want to hold a camera, dog.
All you be holding is the steering wheel.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, we off into the sunset, brother.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? Damn right.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
Who's the cat that walk about when there's danger all about?
Right on.
They say this cat Shaft is a bad mother. I'm talking about Shaft. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.